YouTube and GIMP.TV, and welcome to another very exciting GIMP know-how tutorial. In this tutorial, I will be teaching you how to make a new desktop background with GIMP, one I like to call Refresh. And it does involve some citrus plants, citrus fruits, a bottle of Sprite, and some brushes, and I will have the links to all of those in the description, worry not. So click File, New, and type in whatever your desktop resolution is. In this case, mine is 240x800. 1,240x800. And the only reason this tutorial is not in HD is because, I kid you not, I tried to record this tutorial in HD, and I show you HD, ironically, crashed on me no less than 17 times. So that's why I'm not doing it in HD. Select a light blue color as your foreground, and a darker blue as your background. Take your gradient shape and select radial, and stroke a gradient about like that. Bigger. Now click Filters, Light and Shadow, Lighting Effects. Now by default, your light will be set to point. Select Directional, and then move the dot right about here. Click OK. And that'll take a while to render, but not too terribly bad. And there we go. Now we're going to make a new layer. We're going to take a paintbrush. And, oh, that's about good. Take your 5 brush at a scale of 0.56, maybe a little bit bigger. Okay, now it's best if you have a tablet, but this works with a mouse. So I'll be doing it with a mouse just to demonstrate to you that it can be done. I'm going to make some curved lines, just about like this. Just don't go too overboard. About like this, and that's okay. Now duplicate this layer and click Filters, Blur, Gaussian Blur. Blur it at about, oh, for this size I'm gonna say 9. Then duplicate that, move it under, then go Filters, Blur, Gaussian Blur, and blur it at about a 25. Okay, now click merge down. And now what we're gonna do is we're gonna make some sparks. You'll see what I mean here. Take your gradient tool, select white as your foreground color, and click FG to transparent with radial as your gradient shape. If you did it correctly, nothing should have changed except your color. Now just kind of fill this in with some whitish sparks. You can fill outside here some too. Not too much though. Now select the layer mode as soft light. And that gives us a more surreal effect. Now select a nice green color. Click FG to transparent again. Select green as your FG. And on a new layer, stroke just like a big splotch or two of green. Then click overlay. That gives us some green color, just to add some more color in there. All right, now here's where the stocks come in. We're gonna import an image of Sprite, so I already cut this out. This is where you need the basic knowledge of a GIMP, because I'm not showing you how to do this. Now I'm gonna click edit, copy, edit, paste, new layer, and I am going to really scale this down about to 40% of what it was. That's even too big. Let's go half of that yet. And that's about good. You can make it smaller yet, but I'm not going to. Now tilt it down like this. Click rotate. We're just going to hold it about like this. And then to make it look like it is in the light instead of just on top of it, we're going to click right-click on the layer and then click Add Layer Mask. Click Add. Select black as your foreground color and get a fairly big brush. Just make it so it goes into the light. Then click Filters, Blur, Gaussian Blur, and do a pretty big blur. Okay. So now we have the sprite. Now we're going to add some oranges and stuff. Click Edit, Copy, Edit, Paste, New Layer. Now we're going to scale this down. I'd say 50 again. Rotate it for some good effects. Now we're going to do the same thing we did on the sprite. Okay. Now we're gonna get a lime yet. Where is my lime? And we're just gonna add some water. Use your own judgment where to put it. Put this ring around the sprite. Then to make it look like it's going around, we're just going to erase this part of the ring. Oops. Okay. And now, let's add a few more brushes. Add some to the beams too. I already added that one. And that's what I like to call refresh. Now we're going to do one last thing. And that is take a gradient. Make black your foreground color. Apply your layer mask to a new layer. And you'll see it doesn't do anything, but you'll see in a sec. So there's our layer mask. Now on a new layer, stroke on the same layer that you have your layer mask, just radial gradients to give it a very nice watery texture. I'm gonna add just one more final splash of green and we are all done. There you have it, YouTube. That is how to make a graphic designer quality background I like to call refresh.